last week, the Department of Infrastructure publicly told all of you that you had to license your e-bikes. And although they knew that you literally could not do that in Northern Ireland, they didn't tell you. We had to tell you. They sat, this department, on that information, with the result that some of you went on a wild goose chase, that some of you were contacting this programme, telling us that you were trying to ring insurance companies, you were ringing the DVA, saying, look, the DVLA, saying, look, how do I insure and tax my e-bike? And the Department of Infrastructure knew you could not do that and simply left it out of any of their public statements. Well, it seems that the Department of Infrastructure has done something similar again over recent days, this time with another story that's come to the Nolan Show. And this time it affects the hardworking men and women who are trying to earn a living in this country as taxi drivers. So let me set out this story to you. Taxi drivers need to renew their taxi licences, and they've come to this programme saying, look, they face financial ruin because of long delays in processing their licences. So what we did as a programme on behalf of those taxi drivers is we went to the Department of Infrastructure and we said to them, look, what is going on? Here's what the Department of Infrastructure told the Nolan Show. They insisted that all taxi licence applications are processed within 10 working days following receipt of all necessary information. Now, that to the letter of the literal meaning of that statement is true. But what did the Department of Infrastructure not tell you? They didn't tell you that they knew that actually all the necessary information included a police check. And we know that the police checks are taking up to 60 days to carry out criminal records, record checks on drivers. The police have actually apologised. They've been upfront about it. They've apologised for the long delays in carrying out criminal record checks under the Access NI scheme. But this is not just a little meaningless story about a technicality, because we have heard from drivers on this programme over recent days saying that they are so stressed that they are depressed, that they're wondering if they can send their kids out to school, if they can pay the mortgage, if they have to hand a car back. And so my, I guess, very loud question this morning, what is happening within the Department of Infrastructure? Who is deciding to give you partial information? That when decent people who are trying to make a living say, look, I don't know what's going on. The department are telling me it should be 10 days and I've been waiting 3 months. And the department in their public statements have now omitted to tell you about the full picture about two recent stories which affect your lives. On the e-bikes, they knew that the police were threatening to give you 6 penalty points and fine you up to £1,000. And they knew you couldn't license your e-bike in Northern Ireland, and yet they didn't tell you that. And now to taxi drivers, they certainly gave the impression that that applications were being processed within 10 working days, knowing there was a backlog in part of the system with the police, and they didn't tell you that. What's the thinking within that department? What is the culture within that department? And who does the Department of Infrastructure actually think they're working for? We'll speak to David Ford in just a second. First of all, Sean, morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Stephen.
You brought us this story. You were the guy I've just been talking about. You were desperate. You were worried about your family. And you just could not get your license processed. And you were waiting months, Sean, right? After you come on this programme, what happened?
Stephen, your staff in the background phoned me a couple of times to let me know that NIE Direct were actually going to phone me themselves, like, explain me what went wrong. And as yet, nobody ever did phone me, which I wasn't expecting. But your staff, Yvette, phoned me that evening just to see if they phoned you and they got to explain what went wrong. And I said no, which was a surprise.
Well, they publicly promised they'd be in contact with you.
Contact with myself, but they didn't. But I went back online after I spoke to your staff and went to the whole rigmarole again online. And lo and behold, at 20:03, Tuesday afternoon, the certificate was issued. But that's not the end of it. It doesn't go to the DOE now. They put it in an envelope, maybe a second-class stamp on it, whatever they do. That's going to be another couple of days before it gets to my house. And then either I have to drive up to Coleraine and hand it in personally to make sure it's done, because I've only got something like 10 days left for the license runs out.
And just remind me, how long ago you applied, Sean?
Start of June. I think the 3rd or 4th of June.
So you have all of June, all of July, now we're into the middle of August. Do you feel you were given the impression by the department that they were processing applications within 10 days?
That's where, when you go on the website, that's what they tell you. But, you know, and...
did they tell you about the police backlog that they knew about?
No.
Why do you think they're not doing that, Sean? This department is paid for by you.
This is the way we do things here in Northern Ireland. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, you see, every time these government departments do this, we will expose it. So it's just a very clear message. Every time they don't give the full picture, we will do our best to put the full picture into the public domain.
But, you know, but even now that the license has been issued, the certificate, I still haven't got it. Maybe another 2 or 3 days will pass for it to get to me. And then I have to go to Coleraine, and then after that, hopefully they can get it done in another 2 or 3 days and send it back to me before I have to hand it in.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm down to, 11 days, and it isn't going to happen.
But the bottom line is, you must be more relieved now than you were last week.
Absolutely. But I'll be honest with you, Stephen, until I get the actual certificate in my hand or the licence in my hand to say that I can still work and provide for my family, no, I'm not.
And that's what your story was all about, wasn't it? That you're not sitting on your backside, you're trying to provide for your family.
But I know, and you told me that it was the old guy who's out of work 3 weeks, and I'm going, oh my God, how does he manage the 3 weeks?
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky enough that I don't even have to, you know, have another couple of weeks' grace before that runs out. Do you know what I mean?
Sean, stay across and in contact with us, all right? Do we make sure that you're all right at the end of this? But it's been processed now.
It's crazy that I have to phone the number one show in the country to get my license renewed. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I've got to phone the radio station and get the likes of you involved. And my God, they couldn't even phone me back. But they do automatically issue the license after speaking to you, because it obviously didn't want any more people phoning through. This is only the tip of the iceberg.
Listen, we've been hearing from lots of taxi drivers. We're going to hear from more today. I can see some contacting us. 030-30-80-55-55.
Stephen, you said yesterday about why isn't there something in place, like if they have the driving license, if there is going to be a problem and they can't issue for another 6 or 7 weeks, and you do have a couple of weeks grace, why isn't there something like that put in place? So, you know, if they are going to be 6 or 7 weeks behind with their security checks, but at least as a working man, you can still tie on for maybe a fortnight.
There's a bigger story here, Sean. The bigger story here is that Department of Infrastructure were choosing not to tell the ordinary, decent working man and woman about a backlog that they knew about.
I'm trying to
get my head inside the mentality of that. Joe's contacting us now, another taxi driver. Morning to you, Joe. And then we'll speak to David Ford. We spoke to you the other day too, Joe. Morning.
That's right, Stephen. Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, Stephen, as I said to you the other morning, I went to my local MLA office and yourselves. I was just getting stressed up over it. And someone has kicked back said, if you want to call it, because about 4 hours after your program went out, I got a call from DVA. And then about 2 hours after that, I got a call from Access Northern Ireland's government, and they had said to me that your license is here if you'd like to come and pick it up. So I was over within about 20 minutes, went to Stormont, picked it up. Then I had to go to Coleraine yesterday morning to show them the official certificate, and they issued my license there.
And you were in the situation where you too, Joe, you were worried about being able to feed your family, pay the bills.
Stephen, I hadn't worked in 2.5 weeks. You know, Sean there, his license is coming up for renewal. I know how the guy feels. lucky enough, I have no children as such, you know. Well, then.
So you were put out. You were put out of work for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, and do you think the people within these departments who are taking a wage home, by the way, those the managers and the senior people within these departments who are having a wage paid to them by people like you, that's where your taxes go. Do you think they cared about you until it was public, until they were publicly forced to care about you through programs like this?
No, no, you're 100% right. And this is what I want to say on your show here. And I'm speaking for, I would say, all tax drivers here. These people who, in authority who issue these taxi license documents, whatever, please think of taxi men, because we cannot work without licenses, right? Once our licenses are up, we don't earn a penny. Now, some of these people are public services. If they're on the sick, they get paid. We get nothing. So can they take that on board when they're looking at applications for this and that? Okay, I know there's times they can't issue things because there's problems. But, you know, don't be leaving people like us who want to work and want to earn a living.
And want to do it through the proper way, want to be legit.
Yeah.
Joe, stay there. Let me bring in David Ford. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. So, you know, a couple of stories within this story, David. One, the Department of Infrastructure, once again, not telling the law-abiding citizen the full picture. And secondly, the issue of these checks that the police have to do, the police holding their hands up and making it public this morning, they are sorry, but they've told this programme that they're processing around 140 applications a day, sometimes far more than that, and they're making it clear that it's taking up to 60 days to turn that around.
Well, I haven't been in touch with the story. I'm literally just back from Hull this morning, Stephen, and I'm not in a position to comment on anything from the Department for Infrastructure. I do know when I was Minister of Justice, there were at times problems with Access NI in terms of the time that it took to turn things around. Frequently, Access NI got the blame when it wasn't their fault. I can remember responding to one MP who wrote in complaining on behalf of a constituent how long things had taken. And it turned out that the constituent had supplied the prospective employer with their necessary form about 3 weeks before the employer sent it in to Access NI. So we need to be careful that we put the blame in the right place. There are always elements of difficulties at this time of the year. When you look at people who are potentially starting work as teachers, nurses, social workers, after they've finished college courses, they tend to be starting in September time. So that can create a bit of a rush. There's also the issue that, of course, this is the time of the year when staff in Access NI, staff in the police branch who do the checks, not unreasonably take holidays to be off with their kids. So it reduces the amount which can be done at times. I gather the police have apologised and they've done their best to put additional resources in.
Yeah, that's true.
But there is always going to be an issue. Sometimes these checks can be done relatively straightforwardly. It's perfectly clear who the individual is by the data they've given. There's no issue of a criminal record at all. But sometimes the police have to look in more detail where there have been perhaps minor offences. Yeah. And that doesn't just hold up that individual while there's detailed consideration. It holds up others in the pipeline behind them.
But the police are telling us, and some of the we can see under this story, actually, because we asked the question, this is quite revealing, how many people work in the PSNI's protective disclosure unit? And they say a total of 7 police officers and 35 support staff attached to the unit. And then here's the key part, although not all the positions are currently filled. And they then tell us what is filled. They say the number of staff members, police and support staff, currently working on Access NI, and it totals 13, 18, 20, 21, 22 people. It should be 42.
But we also have to remember that the police, like other elements of the justice system, have subjected to cuts from budget problems over recent years. And there are always issues of prioritisation right across the justice system, including the police, as to where resources are put in. You would be complaining if there weren't frontline police officers. And those are the issues which have to be considered alongside the staffing of some of the back office units, you know, such as those who are working with Access NI.
Yeah. And, of course, no storm at the sort it out, David. But that's where we are. David,
well, I'm happy to say when I was Minister of Justice, there was a minister who was proactive, who did the best to see that the resources were put in. We got waiting times down, and certainly when there were issues with Access NI during my time, then there were public statements as to what the timetables were likely to be.
David,
I'm not sure if that is currently being done or not.
David, thanks very much. Welcome back from holiday, sir. Joe, you're still with us?
Yes, go ahead, Stephen. Yep.
Are you ready for this, what we can reveal to you? You ready?
Go ahead.
Here's another thing you weren't told. Receipt. Now, remember that you guys were being told nothing, that you were hanging on, that you were trying to ring and get your licenses sorted. You ready?
Okay.
We can tell you this morning that a number of referrals for enhanced checks for taxi license renewals by the PSNI Public Disclosure Unit was delayed. Guess why? Because of a clerical error at the DVA. So we can actually tell you that the DVA cocked up. They haven't made that public. That affected a number of taxi drivers who were potentially going to be out of work. That means no money coming in. That means sometimes handing the car back to the depot. Did the DVA make it public? No.
Well, Stephen, now, in fairness, on your show on Tuesday morning, I did reveal that they said to me that there was an error that I think had been sitting and someone had forgot to send it off. Well, obviously, that was the issue then. There must have been a lot of taxi driver's licenses were not sent off.
Yeah, they told you there was an error with you.
With me,
but this is bigger. This is a error, because they haven't told us what the error was, but which has affected a number of taxi drivers. So why in that case, again, you know, I'm not being smart here, I'm sitting common sense. Why would a government department not write to you proactively saying, look, we've cocked up, we know that your deadline's here, we know there's going to be a delay, here's our advice. They sit on that too.
Stephen, that's a fair comment. Now, you see what they're saying about this, there's a 10-day turnaround.
Yeah.
Now,
There's not. There's a 10-day turnaround if you use the very clever language, clever in inverted commas, that the Department of Infrastructure use, following receipt of all necessary information, but they know that they're not getting all the necessary information within anywhere close to 10 days because of the police backlog. And they just don't say it out loud. Who is running that department? What is the mindset of the person that signs off those type of public statements? Let me bring Harvey in. Morning, Harvey.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead, Harvey. You're another taxi driver.
That's right. My license ran out on the 27th of June, and I haven't worked from that day to now. I got in touch with the police yesterday, and they have told me that it's just wait, tough. There's nothing they can do about it.
So 27th of June, when did you apply?
I applied, I don't mean Access NI online, around the 10th of June. And the reason that held me up was because there's a new thing now, you have to do like a CPC course, and I had trouble getting the second part of the CPC course on getting someone to take me.
So you're a case in point, right? So you applied on the 10th of June.
That's right.
If you read the broad meaning of that departmental guidance, 10 days, so you thought to yourself, well, look, you're giving yourself 17 days, so probably going to be enough time. What's been the impact of you being out of work, Harvey, on you personally?
Well, you know, there's no money coming in. The wife works, thank God. But other than that, I'm just watching the postman every day. But I know now that's not coming, because I was speaking with the police yesterday and they only work from 9 to 12, Stephen. I didn't know that. I thought that they only answer the phone 9 to 12. But does that mean the office closes at 12? Or do they do a full day? I don't know.
So you want the work, you want to be legit, and this delay's literally affecting your livelihood.
My license has been with the police since the 4th of July, and it's still with them. And I don't know when it's going to come out of them.
And obviously, with no wage coming in, you're finding it tough.
That's right, no wages, Stephen. You know, it's nothing you can do. And the thing about it is, no one tells you anything. If you phone the DVLA number, they just put you in the queuing system. I waited in the queuing system last week for 45 minutes, and I never got speaking to anyone.
Well, hopefully at least you know a little bit more Harvey, Nora, about what's going on. And I'm sorry that you're out of work, pal. All right?
No, what?
Thank you.